From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with World of Opera.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time.
Stormy weather. In this hit song, that's what Lena Horne is singing about in the first verse, at least on the surface. Dark skies and constant rain. But when the second stanza rolls around, things have changed. The music is still gently melancholy, but the lyrics have taken a turn.
Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather.
Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather, just can't get my poor self together. Now, that's more than just melancholy. With that verse, the song isn't just about cloudy skies and drizzle, it's about heartache, emotional pain, a weary life with no relief in sight. Now, that's a torch song from the 1940s, but when it comes to some other types of music, opera for example, stormy weather tends to signal something even more serious, often deadly serious. This famous musical storm is the beginning of Wagner's opera, The Flying Dutchman. On the surface, it depicts a storm at sea. You know the story. A ship's captain tempts fate, and he's cursed, doomed to sail the seas forever. True love is his only chance at redemption. But when he finds it, death is also part of the bargain. And there's another seafaring opera in which the stormy weather has even more dire consequences. Benjamin Britten was born in 1913 in Lowestoft, England, a coastal town in the county of Suffolk. Today, it's known as a tourist destination on England's Sunrise Coast, but traditionally, it was a fishing town where people earned a hardscrabble living from the sea. In the 1940s, Britten was in California when he read a narrative poem called Peter Grimes by the 19th century Suffolk writer George Crabbe. Apparently, it made the composer homesick. The result was his first full-scale opera, based loosely on Crabbe's poem. But Britten's nostalgia hardly resulted in a sentimental story. Instead, it's an ambiguous, forbidding drama in which storms at sea are the backdrop for a tale of hard and troubled lives, suicide, and maybe even a double murder. Today on World of Opera, Britten's Peter Grimes comes to us from the historic Theater an der Wien in Vienna. The stars are tenor Josef Kaiser in the title role and soprano Agneta Eichenholz as Ellen Orford, the woman who tries to help Grimes, but instead is drawn into his grim and tragic existence. The production is led by conductor Cornelius Meister.